Few people would dispute that Allen Iverson is one of the best players in the National Basketball Association. 2 years ago, he led his team, the Philadelphia 76ers, to the NBA Finals. This past season, he led the league in scoring. But Iverson's personal stat sheet isn't so impressive. Run-ins with the law dating back to high school, a rap album with hateful lyrics, tempestuous relations with his coach, and now Iverson faces criminal charges for allegedly barging into an apartment and threatening two men with a gun in a dispute with his wife. In the balance in that case, not just Iverson's career, but possibly the fortunes of his team, his league, and the company whose products he endorses. Joining me now is Stefan Fatsis, who joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, first of all, what is alleged to have happened in this incident with Iverson?
Well, this allegedly occurred on the morning of July 3rd. Iverson apparently had been involved in a dispute with his wife, and police say that he had thrown her out of their suburban mansion in Philadelphia naked. He then, according to the police, went with an uncle of his, Gregory Iverson, to search for his wife at an apartment that belonged to a cousin. The cousin wasn't there, but a roommate was, and according to the police, Allen and Gregory Iverson forced their way in, demanded to know where his wife and cousin were, and threatened them. Police said that Allen Iverson showed the men a black handgun that was tucked in his waistband. Then they left. The roommate called 911 10 hours later. Now, the police say Iverson has been charged with criminal trespass, conspiracy, assault, and other crimes, and he'll be able to turn himself in next Tuesday.
Now, Allen Iverson isn't even yet in custody. He's been asked to turn himself in. But let's say that one of these charges were to stick, and he actually had a criminal conviction. Short of incarceration, would this cost him his career as an NBA player? Would he have to stop playing?
I don't think so. I do think that the NBA would not look well upon it. David Stern, the commissioner, is a tough guy. A couple of years ago, when that rap CD came out, Stern called Iverson into his office, and he told him, you're an employee of the NBA, and you've defamed the NBA. He would not look well on this incident, regardless of what happens in the court of law. Now, the minimum that Iverson could be suspended, were he convicted, would be 10 games. I think Stern would issue a far harsher punishment if something were to happen. Now, Iverson also has his endorsement contract with Reebok to think about. Reebok signed him when he came into the league to a 10-year, $50 million deal. It recently extended that into a lifetime deal. All of these athlete endorsement contracts have morals clauses in them. Reebok could certainly void the deal if it chose to do so. Right now, they're saying they're standing by Allen Iverson. Again, it depends on what happens.
I want you to talk a little bit more about Allen Iverson, athletes today, commercial contracts, and what's considered good, bad, or what sells. I mean, Iverson is the image of the young kid with tattoos and cornrows, and yet he's a front man for Reebok, making a lot of money for being that. Doesn't seem to check out quite.
Well, it does if you think that Reebok's target audience is inner-city youths and the suburban youths that tend to adopt inner-city culture. Allen Iverson isn't viewed as a bad guy by most teenagers. He's viewed as a symbol of a generation, someone who is into hip-hop, who wears his hair a certain way, who dresses a certain way. These shouldn't be considered bad things. They're just different things. It's not Michael Jordan in an Armani suit. It's a younger athlete who has not foregone his background. Allen Iverson grew up in the inner city. He grew up in the projects. Iverson's role, I think, was to help society see that it's okay to dress differently and talk differently and still be a great athlete and still be a good person. These latest incidents, though, I think throw that into question.
Stefan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of The Wall Street Journal talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.